Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Yes. I'm about to let you in on a little secret. The last two contestants to join the new Dancing with the Stars. Let's just say Ellen Keane isn't the only dancer this year who represented Team Ireland in Tokyo. My next guest is swapping his rugby boots for dancing shoes. It's Irish rugby seventh player, Jordan Conroy.
Well, how are we?
Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
How are you?
I'm good now, I'm good. Hard way of practicing.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I had to get you on the show just to let you know, right here, right now, I am the boss.
Okay.
Forget about your dance partner. Forget about Eugene and all the producers. You come to me.
So you got
permission.
The inside goss and the
I
inside tips and tricks.
I got all of it. And if you want any goss, you come to my dress. Well, I don't know if you can with pods and COVID. We can't be mixing.
That's fair.
Listen, I'm in your pod now.
Nice.
Jordan, you're in Dancing with the Stars. How do you feel?
I know, it's crazy. It just kind of popped up at the most randomest times. And when I got the email, I was just like, surely this is a joke. But I went straight to the mother and I was like, look at this. What do you think I should do? And she was like, well, you love kind of boogieing on the dance floor, so this will be great fun and just go for it. And that's what I did. And man.
So is your mom like your agent / manager / confidant?
Basically, yeah. Funny enough, her name's Jennifer as well.
Is it?
Yeah, Jenny the boss. Well, see, like. You have two bosses now. That's
going to
be awkward,
now.
Isn't it?
You have two bosses now.
Yeah, so the boss woman said, go ahead. Like, she knows what's best for her little son, you know?
She does.
So I was just like, when I came back to her with pulling with the parents as well, she was like, yeah, do that. And then obviously with RTE, it's like, do that again. And I was like, okay, I'm doing it. So yeah.
Now, I know we can't talk about who you're partnered with. That's going to be revealed later on.
Yeah.
So you went to your mum, she said, absolutely do that. Had you seen the show? Because you're busy, you know,
busy
rugby. Sport. Did you know much about the show before you signed up to it?
Not really, no. That's bad. No, I knew of the show, but like I never watched it because I barely watch TV as it is. Mm. I just train, play PlayStation, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's why I went to mum because she's the one that watches all the TV at night and in the evening. So I'll just go back to her and if she likes it, then yeah, I'm going to go all for it. It was the same with pulling with the parents.
Well, let's talk about your rugby career because it's all rugby for you. But you've been in rehearsals now for a week or two.
This is my second week, so
okay. How does it compare?
I'm going to say it's a different kind of pain. Like, I don't mind getting battered by lads and just getting up and walking away. It's actually crazy how much stretching and how much flexibility you need and how many times you need to point your toe and keep your knees straight and bend your knees and keep your posture and having to hold that posture. My body just shakes.
Are you in it to win it?
100%. Yeah. That's why I'm taking it so serious in rehearsals. I mean, obviously I'm going to have a little bit of fun with it. I think we all should have fun and have a laugh here and there. But when I seen how technical dancing is, it's nothing to take lightly because, I mean, if you want to look good, you got to do these things correctly. And my dancer, she's very kind of like pinpoint with me.
Okay, yeah. They're all like that. They're beasts. I mean,
I know. It's actually crazy.
You have no idea what you've gotten yourself in for.
I thought I was a beast on the rugby pitch. She's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah,
you should see the way she bends. And I'm just kind of looking as like, am I in an exorcism or something? Because like, she'll do the splits and she'd be looking through her legs back up at me. And she said, I have to do this. And she's like, yes. And I'm like, do you know I'm as stiff as a plank board and I can barely touch my toes? And she goes, we need to fix that. And I was like, if you try to fix that, you're going to break me.
She's going to break you. She's going to break you.
Oh God. In a good way, I hope.
Yeah, me too. So you've no idea what you've gotten yourself in for, clearly. No. Jordan, so you've started rehearsals. What does Greg O'Shea, he's a pal of yours, obviously. What does he think of all of this?
Yeah, I told him there on the weekend and he was delighted for me because like me and him used to like break it down on the dance floor. So he'll definitely be watching me at one of the live shows.
You've said that twice now. You've said that you're a bit of a mover twice. You are setting yourself up.
I mean, look, what I say is I got rhythm. I think my strongest point is I got rhythm. I'm not saying I'm a professional, but like,
beep,
I mean,
beep,
you kind of got to back yourself a little bit. But
you do.
As I said, you know, don't want to become overly confident, but I think I got one or two steps in me that, okay, you know, I look good.
Okay, well, that's good. It's good that you have rhythm on a dance show. That will really help.
Yeah.
I'm just got a text in. Ask Jordan, is he single?
Yes, I'm very single.
Oh, you won't be for long. Jordan, it's a really exciting time. Are you prepared for the amount of time contestants put into it? Like anybody who's been on the show, we're talking like 8 hours a day.
Yeah, so it was funny. Like they say, 12 hours minimum a week. I've been putting in 20, 25 a week. Just because, obviously, I was a week behind because I was out in Dubai playing a tournament. But after the first day, I seen how much there is to learn. Like you gotta do at least 4 or 5 hours, so it's minimum 4 or 5 hours a day. But yeah, it'll stand to me come the next dance, I say.
Are you ready for the glitter? Are you ready for the reveal? I suspect there'll be a lot of your chest in this. What do you think, Anita? A lot
Jen,
of fingers crossed.
You don't even know.
Really, are we going there?
I mean, I said to Niamh, the costume designer, bling me up. I want to be as bright as a diamond, shining like
a
star.
You should get those trousers that you can whip off, you know, with Velcro in the first dance.
Unfortunately, no. The trousers are staying up to my waist. But I mean, I don't know if I can say that.
You don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, but I mean, there will be some skin, I suppose.
That's fine.
I have no problem like showing off a little bit of skin. I wear Speedos half the time as it is. But I don't mind wearing pink, purple, bead yellow, green.
Let's do it.
Give me all them gems.
Oh, it is so glorious.
I have no problem whatsoever.
You're going to look amazing in it. You really are. But you're not the only Offaly man in the competition.
Yeah.
Have you and Neil Delamere been sharing any tips? I mean, you're going to have to share the Offaly vote.
We had a bit of a standoff, like saying who's going to get what votes in Offaly. And I was saying, like, I think I will because that was a bit mean. I was like, I've just been to the Olympics and a little bit more relevant. And then we just stood there.
I'd say he loved that one.
So I was just like, and I just wanted to remind him how old he was because, like I said, I was in TY in like 2014. I seen you in the Bridge House, Tullamore, at a comedy gig. Mm. And I was like, how does that make you feel? So I'm already starting with the mental warfare.
Like it.
So, yeah. But no, we're definitely going to probably split it like 3/4, me and he gets a quarter.
Okay.
And
okay.
Just be nice. But I thought I'd be the only Offaly man here representing them. But I suppose the more the merrier.
Exactly. Yeah. But listen, it's time to reveal our final contestant. You actually met him recently, Jordan, and I believe you're already looking up to him because literally he's huge.
he's at least 6'5".
Is he?
I mean, I'm just 6 on the dot, but like he's tall.
I can't wait for this series, lads.
Yeah. Good looking as well. Like,
it's gonna be the best series yet, Anita. Yeah. He went viral this summer when he ended his relationship with Kaz in what was deemed the quickest dumping in Love Island history.
Ooh.
An avid GAA player from County Down. It's Matthew McNabb.
Yes. He's a savage. The quickest dump. My God.
Yeah. He's in the US at the moment, so we will catch up with him closer to the show. So, Jordan, what's the plan for Christmas? You know, would it put you off overindulging over the festive period, or what is Christmas like for you normally?
Tullamore's a great spot to come back to, so I'll have all the lads there.
Lovely.
And we're going to do, we were going to do 12 pubs and 12 villages, but supposedly we can't do that anymore, so we'll just have a few pints of Guinness in the local, and I'm just going to show off my little dance moves, because I'm going to be practicing over the Christmas just to kind of keep the moves fresh in my head. So yeah, maybe if I have a few jars of me, it'll be more natural.
Just don't drink on the night of the live show because that does not go well. Not that I've done it.
I was just going to say.
Not that I've done it.
We keep that for
after the show.
Okay, right, fair enough. Yeah, keep it professional.
We're so professional. You're already starting the mental mind games. You're rehearsing like mad. You're calling in for the votes. You've promised us you'll get your top off. This is going to be epic for you, Jordan. I'm very excited to have you. Thanks for coming into studio.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.